You can mount your way. You sat down to speak to me. This amazing grace you've shown, so patiently, and you
yeah.
for me. You waited for me, just for me. You
celebrate the Lord Jesus. Can we celebrate the Lord Jesus? Can we thank Him? Can we jam our hands better than that? Give Him praise. Give Him glory. He waited just for you and I. We are not dead. We didn't perish. Let's thank Him for salvation of our soul. Without Jesus, we won't be here today. Jam those hands for Him. Give Him praise. Give Him glory. Can you make a joyful noise unto the Lord? Celebrate the Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, be my comforter. Holy Spirit, they control as I was walking along the way. The road is so narrow. Holy Spirit, lead me through. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, my comforter. Holy Spirit, take control as I am walking along the way. The road is so narrow. Holy Spirit, we've come to draw from you. We've come to draw. We have come to draw strength. We have come to draw power. We have come to draw anointing. We have come to draw directions. We have come to draw manna that will sustain our soul. We have come. We have come. A In your presence is the fullness of all things. May we not go back home empty-handed today. Speak through me, Lord. Touch each life and do wonders. Let your word come expressly, that it may heal and deliver us from our destruction. The word that is able to build us up and establish us and give us access to our inheritance. Let it come to our hearts today.
Amen.
And your name alone be glorified.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
And let the church say louder, amen. Amen. You can celebrate the Lord Jesus and have your seat. Today, we want to thank the Lord for how far He has helped us. Today is the concluding day of our 21 days fast. For those who are fasting, you should celebrate for that. Celebrate that. We want to also appreciate those who are not fasting, the eaters. Glory be to God. Finally, you have ate all you could eat for 21 days. We that have fasted, we are, thank God, we are here. So, well done. May you eat more and more and enjoy your meal. But I know there shall be harvest in the name of Jesus. A louder amen. There shall be harvest in the name of Jesus. At least you have fasted for 21 days now. Today is the last day. Say better amen. There are burgers around in town. You can order for burger, pizza, and eat everything you can eat. Mama Chuk said, no play with Bokoto. Praise God. You can get fresh bread from Mama. And Grandma also have fresh bread. Amen. It has been very, very interesting. Yeah, that's been interesting. And God has been wonderful to me. This season was, I can never forget this season in my life, because I've had powerful encounters. Like God was practically talking to me every day. Deep, 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 deep things. It's wonderful. So, eaters. Eaters of food. You remember we taught on the sermon here. He that gives bread to the eater gives seed to the sower. So let's see the result. We'll see the results. But I pray grace will cover everybody in this house. Either you fast or you don't fast, because we are a member of Mercy Throne Mission, mercy will never depart from you. But I know God is not a respecter of anybody, so we should obey instructions. I want to speak on a powerful topic today. I want to speak on the Holy Spirit. And we are going to see Him live today. Glory be to God. Luke chapter 10. It was wonderful because this passage, I taught on the same passage on the same day, even though not the way I'm going to teach today, not related to this topic. I taught literally what was written there. And I was surprised to come back from my journey on Saturday from my prayers, and they say, oh, even on Wednesday, the same passage was read for Bible study. Wow. So the Spirit of God is one. Praise God. Luke chapter 10, I'll read from verse 38 through 42. Are we ready? Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister had left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful about and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. May the Lord bless the reading of sword in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me note this and make it clear. Everything you discussed last week Wednesday is the message of that hour. So when I start teaching now, don't condemn what you have taught on Wednesday. It is the message of that hour. It may not be relevant here today. And what I'm going to teach today may not be in association to what you have learned on Wednesday. So just have free mind. The Bible is ever new every day. Praise the Lord. So that you will not be threatened with my own teaching and say, I didn't know that. How did I miss all this? You don't need to be threatened. What was taught on Wednesday, what we shared, was the message of Wednesday's hour. And I pray you will not miss every benefit of the word of the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen. I love a good amen. Amen. The reality of life already forced a yoke on all humanity that all men must be combated with enough trouble to face all through. The reality of life has forced every man, all humanity, under a yoke that forcefully combat every man under this yoke to be combated with several troubles, challenges, activities, and so on and so forth. The reality of life I'm talking. You don't choose to try to survive even at the forming stage. Scientists prove to us that it takes millions of semen to fight their way through. Into the womb to find a place of rest. And they told us that so many are going to die on the way. And the only one that survived among them that day is the one sitting down before me here. It's a battle that you never negotiated for. So, reality of life has forced us all under a yoke and subject all humanity to be combated. You didn't see the word there was so powerful. We were so combated by activities. We were combated by realities of bills. That's okay, I like that too. That's okay. Reality of marriage, reality of education, reality of finances, bills to pay, house rent, school fee, food to eat, clothes to wear. The reality of life has forced you and I to become by fire, by force. There are many things you have to attend to in life. It's a reality of life. So if you are sleeping and you think you are free, you have free time now. You know what you are doing? You are postponing your trouble to future.
Nobody can be free now. There's no free time for anybody. So, some comes in these combated yokes. Some comes in as a task. This is what I must do. It comes as a task. It's like you plant some corn in your field. The reality forced you to go and clear the land, till the land, make heaps, plant the corn. You are checking. You have to go there and check. I hope some pests are not eating what I've planted. And then it comes to a point, you go there to check for weeds. And then you weed in order to prepare for the corn to properly grow into giving you a maize that is going to be an harvest for you. Reality of life makes you to go to lecture room every day. You must read. It comes as a task. It looks like I must do this, I must do that, I must. It forces you. Life forces you into these things. Get to the lecture class 6:30 a.m. for urgent test. You have to do urgent test, and then by 8 o'clock normal lecture resumes. And then you have to find money to pay for school fee. You are paying for house rent. You are getting money for food. In the same school, as a student, there are already 4, 5, 6, 7 things that are jam-packed in your head. Look at something. Age will tell. Then you look for somebody to date while you are in school. Now, you have already 4, 5 things in your head. Now, but because relationship is important as well. So, you get engaged with somebody. And then the person says, why didn't you call me for 2 days? Do you have another girlfriend? And he said, don't you understand I'm busy with lectures? And say, what kind of busy can you not send text message? So now you have another problem added to your problem to solve. Somebody say reality of life. What about the situation whereby you are doing all this together, then you get home, your parents say, there's no kobo. No kobo. And then you call everybody you know. Pastors, somebody saying, you want to teach on the Holy Spirit, what are you saying? Yeah, you will get it. So we are forced. I want you to pay attention to the scripture you read. The house doesn't belong to Mary, it belongs to Martha. She's the rightful owner. In fact, she doesn't have right to enter Mary's kitchen, Martha's kitchen, if she's not been invited. The house belongs to her. If a woman is lazy here, come to my house and see how my wife work. Taking care of Bobo. Before she go to the backyard, come back, they pour water everywhere. Scattered cups and table and everything. Grace is putting her own. Bobo is putting his own. Mommy is trying to cook for them. Washing and spinning outside. So you will see her fetching water inside the house. Doing 4, 5 things at the same time. That's what landlord or landlady must do. Is the reality. Let's not blame the woman. And according to Jewish culture, you need to understand that when a stranger comes to your house, a visitor rather, it's an obligation that you serve them. So, we should not blame the woman. It's the reality of life. It forced her. Maybe she doesn't have soup at home. And then she needs some assistant to make the whole thing. Can you begin to do the vegetable? Let me be, you know, making the melo. Maybe she put in water and then, you know, grind the pepper. So that we can attend to the Savior. How can a Savior come to our house? The Messiah, the miracle working Jesus. The Almighty Jesus. Come to our house and then we say we will not serve him food. Do you know where it's coming from? That's what I'm saying. Reality of life force yoke and combat them on us in a form, they come in a way of a task that we must not fail. So, we fast 40 days and 40 nights. You go to mountain, day and night. You do vigil, 3 days revival there, 21 days revival there. Because of a problem that the devil has put somewhere in your life, it forces you to seek even for false prophet. Something happened this morning and someone called, say so thing has happened. I was busy preparing for church. And then my wife told me the news. I said, okay. So when my wife left the house, I said, Lord, what do I tell this woman? Will she concentrate in church? And the Lord said, relax. It's for testimony purpose. And I was surprised. When the son came and met me, he said, when the incident happened, we prayed. And then the Lord said, he used it to save our life. Is misery not so? Thank God for Jesus. It's something that people will go to witch doctor, go to this, go to false prophet, begin to pray on candle, do all manner of jargons. So they come in a form of tasks, and then we have to attend to it. Some of them comes in as assignment that we must not fail. Some of this yoke and that reality of life combated on us, they comes in a form of goal. This is my 2019 resolution. I must achieve this. They come as goals. And so we are pursuing. This year, I want to rent 3-bedroom flat. This year, I want to buy my flat screen. This year, I must buy 1 plot of land. This year, I want to plant some corn and the banana. This year, I want to make sure, no matter how small, I want to invest in forex trade. This year, I must travel to America by 5x4. 2019. That's your New Year resolution. These yokes, at times, they come in the form of what? Goals. Running up and down. Some of them even add marriage. This year I must marry. By fire, by force. So you are running quest for survival. You are running to rent a house. You are running to get money to pay for the bride price. You are running to be a man. Then you still want to get visa the same year. At the end of the day, one day you just sit there and you see that I will just die. Let's postpone the traveling this year. The issue of the... And then you begin to... You understand that when we did economics, you know, scale of preference. But you know, goals, they come as goals. And then they are pushing us. The goal are pushing us. And they put burden on us. Some people will save from January to December. You meet and say, are you fasting? I'm not fasting. No. It's just the yoke of the goal he has set for his or herself. And it's not, he won't be able to achieve it. Because when it becomes a yoke, it becomes a problem. So they come as purpose. They come in as purpose at times. They come in as goal. They also come in as purpose. This is my purpose. I'm a leader. I'm a born leader. You are a born leader. You put yourself into all manner of problems. Then all the people you say you are leading, this one come for school fee. This one come for house rent. That one come for sickness. This one come for this. And then when they call you, they say, our leader, there is a problem. You tell them, I'll pay you back. Leadership is responsibility, sir. So you, please, am I communicating? So at times they come as purpose. I must achieve. I must. And then you are, you know, this is why God created me. I'm a born prophet. And then you go, you prophesy, they hit you. And then you are treating all the manner of problem all of your life. Praise God. Somebody say,
it. Babalola fasted for power. This is my purpose.
I went and fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. He died on the mountain. They buried him.
Please, are you getting something? This yoke that are combated in the reality of life, they come very good at times. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So they can come as a task that you must not fail. They can come as goal that you want to achieve. They can come as purpose that will look like your destiny.
They can come in as capacity building. So, you want to do all the fasting, all the readings, all the jumping, all the vigil, all the mountain, all the my spiritual father, and then you enter into cultism without knowing. All my spiritual thing, you are going up and down, up and down, up and down, you become a slave. All the days of your life, even the purpose why you are being called is not actualized. Because you are serving up and down. Everybody is your father, 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 dear, father, dear, father, dear. Everybody is calling you. Son, meet me in Lagos. And I said, Daddy, I'm in Akure now. Meet me in Lagos. I said, yes, sir. Because of your commitment there. And then I said, meet me in Kutuwenji. And then I said, meet me in Zambeza Forest. Praise the Lord. At times they come as capacity building. It's funny. I'm telling you, it's funny at times. At times it comes where you want to fast and fast and fast and fast and get power. At the end of the day, you think you are getting building capacity, you get ulcer. More problems. Instead of getting solution. Please, am I communicating? Somebody say, I hear you. Louder. Okay.
So, 1 Peter 5:7 says something. Cast your cares, plural. Cast your cares upon him, for he cares. Cast your cares upon him. So it means that this combated yokes of our life is expected that we don't place them on our head. He said, let's leave it for him. He will handle it by himself. When the due time for marriage comes, he will make a way for bride price. If you are born leader, choose yourself as leader. If it is not the care of leadership, your own care of leadership is upon him, it is the demand of your followers that will kill you. Cast your cares upon him. So I don't know what life has thrown to you and I. Everything that life has thrown to you and I, I'm advising you according to the word of the Lord. Somebody repeat, cast your cares upon him. Don't worry. I know some of you have not written the title of the sermon. The title is, One Thing is Needful. Because I said I'm going to teach on the Holy Spirit does not mean that's the topic. And that's where I'm still going. I'm teaching on the Holy Spirit, but the title of the sermon is One Thing is Needful. As long as we are in this world, results, outcome, and impact will continue to push every individual. Please note these four words. To rise, to run, to rush, and to rest. As long as we are on earth, as long as we are in this world, results, outcomes, impact will continue to push us either to rise, to run, to rush, or to rest. These three things are energy that will push any man. It's either it push you to rise, or it push you to run, or it push you to rush, or it push you to just rest. Rest. That's the fourth one. So it depends on how appealing they are to you. They can push you. Outcome, result, impact can push you to wake up. That's rising. It can make you to wake up from your slumber. This I must do this year, 2019. It is July already. Let me tell you, this is the third week in July. If you have not achieved anything this year, July is gone. We are entering August, the eighth month. So outcome, result, and impact, they are force, they are energy that will push you either to rise, or to run, or to rush, or to rest. These three things I don't need to tell me anything. They will force you. So it's either you have a wake up call from your slumber, or you begin to run your race. Some people wake up in sermons like this. Today someone daddy has spoke to my life. The word came, he came. That's rising. I will. 2015. I will. 2016. I will. 2017. I will. 2018. 19 is going. You are still in the stage of I will. So because, look at it, the result of others, the outcome that is expected from you, the impact that you are supposed to make will push you. So anytime you have contact with anybody, the shame of you not producing results makes you to make that confession all the time. Now what God is saying is, I will. This year is our year. I'm going to... You keep rising. The impact will push you to either rise and stay. Another thing that these three powerful elements can do is to push you to begin to run. You begin to run the race. But don't forget, I'm going to balance the two together. There's difference between running and rushing. You can be rushing and you are not running. You can be running and you are not rushing. I said, with patience, run the race that is set before you, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. So I can be running, and yet every time you see me in the same street. I can be running and then I'm not on the TV. I'm not on radio. I'm not doing anything that you can observe. But you know what? I'm running my Christian race. People are seeing me. You know, I'm just simple as much as possible, but I'm building capacity. Simple as possible, I'm making an impact in the society. As simple as possible, outcomes are coming and result is following all my works. I can be running, sir. I can be a goal getter yet without rush. Hello. So Jesus, the Bible says, he ran his own race on this earth. But he told us the kind of race he ran. If you read the book of Ephesians chapter 6, he said, put on the helmet of faith, put on the breastplate of salvation, put on the shoelaces of peace. He said, after he has equipped you with all that equipment, you know what he said? That ye may be able to stand. Somebody will think after gadgeting all those things, you are supposed to be looking for trouble. He said, no. The purpose of all those things is for you to be able to do what? Stand. Can you imagine what kind of a race is that? That's the kingdom ring. It makes you run. Let us patiently run. You see, the race that has been set before us. Patiently. Some people are not running. They are in rush.
rush. They want to get this money here, get that one there. They are up and down. Boom. It's on the internet. I am so. I'm a prophet of the world. His poster and banner is all over the town, rushing. When one enemy just look at where it's good in his cheek, and then, pa! That's all. Nobody will hear about him again. Some have rushed to show too early. They kill them. John the Baptist did everything good, except when Jesus came and he saw the ministry of Jesus, he stopped running patiently. He started rushing. John began to rush into affairs that are unnecessary to his calling. We are not supposed to call to take your brother's wife. That's bad. That's not your assignment. You have been running all this while in the wilderness, and God has given you the honor that is due to you. At the point in that, in the prison, he said, let us know. Are you the Jesus? What was your concern with that? Many of us are running into a lot of rush. That's nothing to do with our life. One of our sisters have been praying for the Lord should connect her to her husband. She eventually go and marries somebody who has a wife at home. And now she's in trouble. Rush. Wait upon the Lord. The race is perfect. I told one of my daughters, I said, Daddy, I'm tired. I want to get married. I said, what's your age? She said, I'm 30 something. I said, good. You are a queen. Until a king appear, you will marry. You are not meant to marry a prince or a slave. Maybe your king is still in the making. Maybe your king is in the process. Maybe they have hijacked your king on the way. He need to fight to be free to locate you.
Rush.
It's not your fault. These three elements: result, outcome, and impact, can either make you rise or run or rush or finally just give you rest. That's the best part, sir. You just have rest. See outcome, see result. Once I can see him, I'll have something to show.
Just rest. Your mates are running, they are marrying.
Let them go. There's time for overtaking. You can pass. I'll meet you.
No rush. Are you not worried? It's not fair to say labor.
Not to say labor. God will make all things beautiful in his own time. No rush. I just have rest. How did I know that he's going to take care of me? I just know, no honey. I have rest. Let me go quickly.
As Christians also, we must watch out not to be jacks of all trade and master of none. We must be warned. Else, if we are not warned, if we are jack of all trade and we refuse to be one, number one, we will feel the burdens that the world are feeling. Number two, we will be in worries that the world are in. Number three, we will be singing their song. If we remain jack of all trade and master of none, we will sing the same songs that the world are singing. No money, no food, no food, no money, no prosperity, no hair. You keep singing their song because you are jack of all trade. Please, am I teaching somebody here today?
Shout hallelujah.
At the center of it all,
it's you that I see. It's you that I see. Dun, dun, dun.
At the center of it all,
it's you that I see. It's you that I see.
Oh, there is power in your name. Miracles happen in your name. As you lift a voice to praise, it's you that I see. It's you that I see.
So, in Psalm 34 verse 19, it said, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver him from them all. So you can see that there are scriptures that knew that reality of life will cast a lot of yokes and burden upon us, but he has given us solution. Cast your care upon him. Number two, he said many are the afflictions. Not one, not two, not three. When it is many, it is beyond two. He said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, not you, but the Lord, not your jack of all trade, but the Lord, not the trial and error. What are you going to do in America? You have not built a name for yourself in Nigeria. You are going there to serve as a slave. And some of us don't even know that your degree doesn't change anything in America. You go there, they treat you as a slave. Jack of all trade, master of nothing. They say, hey, it's Canada that is raining now. I'm going to Canada. It's America. I'm going to America. London. You are going to do what?
One of my sons said, Daddy, I want to go and do masters. I said, no, you are traveling soon. Don't go and do master. You know, it's good to have direction, sir. And now he's calling me and say, sir, it looks like I need to go. They are actually making arrangement for me to travel now. I said, I told you, don't go for masters.
Amen.
So he now told me some things. But you know, some of us, we want to do the master because everybody is doing it.
You want to work, you want to do master, you want to get PhD, you want to do that for what?
Many are the affliction of the righteous, but the word of the Lord is powerful. He said, God himself will deliver him from them all. Raise up your right hand. Every affliction and trouble in your life, today I prophesy, there shall be rest upon your life in the name of Jesus. You affliction of the enemy, today is your expire date. You are expiring now in the name of Jesus.
Every affliction you cannot talk about, every affliction of poverty, every affliction of sickness, every affliction of worry, every affliction of depression, every affliction of trouble and anxiety, from today, I rebuke them in your life in the name of Jesus.
Shout hallelujah.
Therefore, any goal getter are men who concentrate on one thing per time. Goal getters are people who concentrate on one thing per time. Goal getters are those who concentrate on one thing per time. Who are you?
I'm a pastor. I'm a businessman. I'm a philanthropist. I'm a motivational speaker. I'm a talk show. I'm an MC. and Comedia, we two, we sing alongside. We sing alongside. So, where do we categorize you? Goal getters, one thing. Everybody knew this young man, Kenny Black, as a comedian. But today he's releasing albums. Everybody knows Akororo as comedian. But today he's releasing album. You know why? He didn't come and present himself as musician, as comedian. No! One thing per time. That one thing will produce every other thing. You don't, one thing you are doing, nobody has known you with it. You want to match 3, 4, 5. Waste of time. They say this evil spirit is from the Lord. What shall we do? Who can play harp? Oh, they say David. That, look for him. Saul was afflicted. They say, who can play harp? They didn't mention another name. Everybody knew David for playing the harp, because he was skilled in one thing. We don't even know which to call you. Are you a prophet or a pastor? I can see. What I'm seeing, I can't tell you.
Of course, he's not seeing anything.
Praise the Lord. You know, the guy stands before you and he says, "Can I prophesy? You know. What I'm seeing actually, and you say, prophesy, sir, prophesy. I can't tell you. So why are you bearing the dice? Daddy, I hope everything's what I'm saying, I can't. He's not saying anything. He just enjoyed the time too. He's not saying nothing. I command as a prophet of the which one? I beg. Glory be to God. So, goal getters are men who concentrate on one thing per time. What God told Abraham is to leave his father's house. Every distraction he was finding on the way, he wasn't interested. Jesus said, "My one thing I have come to do." They said, "Sir, you ask us to buy food." Come on. My food is to do the will of he that sent me. Gold getters concentrate on one. They say, "We have come to make him king." He ran away. Some of us will take that crown. Now, what do you know me last year? You know me as evangelist. Level to change. I am now apostle, doctor, prophet, king. Then you put your name and put JP behind. And then they even put senior. There's one of our guys. You know, until he was insulted before he removed the title. He just, one day, he just posted on one of the senior ministers group. I was privileged to be there. He just posted, he said, "Me is eminence." He just woke up one day and because he's eminent. That's a bishopric office. You are one small checky labor, because he's prophesying you somewhere. Well, he has been prophesying somewhere, he has prophesied to me for long. So one day I said, "I need to show this guy." After I fired him, I say, "Oh, Baje. Oh, Rimiri. What have you achieved in life? So I spoke to him and then I blasted him. My wife was saying that, you know, I say, Emma Binusa. He wanted to defend. I said, defend with him. Hello, bad guess. I'm a prophet. I know you. Don't go, prophet. He started as a prophet. Now he's eminence. Bishop is eminence. Who made you a bishop? When I fired him, he now removed his eminence. So one day I decided, I was in the kitchen. Then he called. I said, let me talk to you. When I want to prophesy to you, I've never seen you physically before. When this is your life, this. This is your ministry. This is your calling. This is what you must do if you are going to fulfill. Then he screams, say, "Ah, Baba, I'm going to worry." Praise God. So they focus on one thing. Paul said, This one thing I do. Somebody saying, why are you not speaking about the passage you read? Yes, because Jesus responded to the query of Martha that there is a lot of issues that are forcing themselves on you. But one thing is needful. That statement goes beyond Mary listening to the word of God. That words transcend beyond that environment. Every time in a believer's life, one thing is needful. You go to the place of prayer. You are the one praying. You are the one praying. You are the one saying, die by fire. You are the another one saying, oh God, bring money. You are the one praying, Olua, call it for me. You are the one saying, oh Lord, every enemy of my grandfather's house, go to the background of my. You are the one fighting. It doesn't work that way. That's not prayer. Prayer is, Lord, my son needs admission to University of Ife. Day one, admission, come. Day two, day three, 1 week, one more. Until that admission comes, you don't have another prayer point. That's prayer. When you lay demands on heaven, and heaven knows that you are not going to change your mind on this matter, he will release it. Too much. That's why you go to mountain, you hear all manner of prayer. Oluwa, excuse me. Oluwa, pagbogbo agbara okuku to wa ninu iku mi po. Oya, ti jade bi igbe, ma jade, ma jade, ma jade. Another one says, ma jade, oya, egbe wa, egbe wa. Ewo ni ka wa. In all manner of prayer is not prayers. One thing per time. One thing. Job said, I will wait until my change come. We go out of the presence of God too early. From May 26th, I started praying. Up until today, I've not changed my prayer point. One. To ba je eyan kan ni ojo gbadun ladugbo. Nigba to ba roju e pa ni waju Olorun fun 21 days. Ti o ba ku adake. But you don't know how to pray. Jack of all prayer points. Some of you will have, even they even print. I see some of them, they print like 1 million prayer points. My father. Glory be to God. This God is so good. Amen. So, maybe I should give you some quotation. Multiple rays leads to destiny grave. Multiple rays
leads to destiny's grave. Multiple rays leads to destiny grave. Apostle Ezekiel Adenipegun 2019. Praise God.
Everybody cannot be everything. So everybody cannot be and have any everything. You can't have everything. Who are you in particular? Jesus said, one thing is needful. One, just one thing. As a Christian, one thing is needful. Let me show you it now. The kingdom system therefore teaches us to focus on one thing that is needful per time. We all have common roots but different bus stops. We all have common roots but different bus stops. We all have a common wealth. So one thing is needful to all. In the days of Moses, offerings were needful. Nothing is important than offering in the days of Moses. You can put in the days of the law. In the days of Moses, nothing was more needful to God and to humanity than what? Than offering. Offering of grain, sacrifice of blood, lamb, that is the most needful thing. Because even if they sin, that's the only thing that can rescue them. In the days of John, until you are baptized in water, nothing is needful. Every other thing is useless. In the days of John, baptism by water is needful. Today, we are comedians in the church. We are businessmen in the church. We are spiritual people in the church. We are, at the end of the day, are we in a church or business organization? From the day of Jesus, one thing that is needful up until today is the Holy Spirit. You are getting the message now. Per face of God on earth, there is something that is always needful. In the days of Moses, it's offering. In the days of John, it's baptism of repentance. But in the day of Jesus, up until now, one thing that is needful for you and I to get is the Holy Spirit. Nothing is important again. Coach me anywhere in the world. There's nothing that is important than the Holy Spirit at this dispensation until Jesus comes. So you can get all the PhD you like. You don't have the Holy Spirit, you have wasted all your destiny in one place called institution. Gather all the skill you can learn. Once you lost the Holy Spirit, you have not gotten anything. Somebody say, "Shall we pray for book money?" My enemy must die by fire. Die by fire. Die by fire. How many of your enemies have you buried now? You know, the people you put your eyes on, that they are your enemy. When you go to mountain, you come back, they are the one to first greet you. Welcome. You travel, madam, eh? Welcome. And you have died by fire on the mountain. For them, they refuse to die. You know why they refuse to die? Because God will not kill them. Somebody say the Holy Spirit. Ah.
Somebody say the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the Lord God Almighty reigns. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the Lord God Almighty reigns. Alleluia. Holy, holy are you, Lord God. What is the Lamb? What is the Lamb? I want to anoint my pastors. You are holy. Holy. Are you Lord God Almighty?
very soft.
Alleluia, for the love of my spirit.
Very soft, please. Very soft, very soft.
Alleluia.
You demon, pass out of our land. Remember the curse of the power of the devil that is in you. You are not alone.
Holy,
holy. Somebody sing that song for me, please. I pray everyone here, any demon that has been disturbing you to walk, to run, and to fly, I chase out that demon now in the name of Jesus. Watch it. Raise up your two hands. There's going to be a touch of God now. Silent. Touch them, Holy Spirit. Touch them. Touch them. Now, I've spoken about you, sweet Holy Spirit. Touch them. Sapakatoria tabarayanda. Shadede de bositi bakapaya. Touch them. Touch them. Touch them. You foul spirit causing delays, get out of their life. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Let them be free. Amen. Holy Spirit, set them free. Amen. In this house there shall be testimonies. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Celebrate the Lord Jesus. The Holy Spirit is, sit down, is the most needful thing at this season. Nothing is important than the Holy Spirit now. There are too many, many things that Christians have put in their basket. But the
the most needful thing now is the Holy Spirit. Why is this so? Genesis 1:2 says, the Holy Spirit knew the foundation of every man. Be sensitive in this meeting. God is touching people. Thank you, Jesus. Why is this so? Why is the Holy Spirit the most important personality of God now? Why? Because he is here before the foundation of the world. He knows the foundation of every man. Number two, the Holy Spirit is our supplicator. Say, we do not know how to pray. Romans 8:26, he is the one who makes intercession on our behalf. Prays for us. The Holy Spirit prays for us because we do not know how to pray. Why is Holy Spirit the most needful thing now? Why is this so important now? Number three, because Holy Spirit is the supplier. In Numbers chapter 11, they were crying for meat. The Holy Spirit supplied them quail. He's the supplier. So instead of praying those demonic prayer points, why don't you pray the Holy Spirit to visit your foundation? Why don't you pray the Holy Spirit to pray for you? Why don't you pray the Holy Spirit to supply your needs? Number four, the Holy Spirit is the strength we need. Is the strength we need. He said, the Spirit help our infirmity. Romans 8:26, Romans 8:11. Number five, Holy Spirit is the life giver. Romans 8:6. To be carnally minded is death, to be spiritual minded is life and peace. So the Holy Spirit is the life giver. Why is Holy Spirit the most important thing now? The Holy Spirit is the protector. Isaiah 59 verse 19. He said, the enemy shall come like flood gate water. He said, but the Spirit of the Lord will raise up standard against it. So the Holy Spirit is the protector of brethren. Every prayer point you are to raise now, in spite of protection, should be of the Holy Ghost. Isaiah 59:19. Number seven. Why is the Holy Spirit the most important than the one needful thing? Is because the Holy Spirit is the revealer of God's mind. 1 Corinthians 2:10. The Spirit searcheth all things. Yea, things of God. So if you want to do the will of God, you need the Holy Spirit to know what is the will of God. Number eight, why is the Holy Spirit the most important thing that we need now? The only thing, one thing is needful. I've told you that one thing that is needful now is what? The Holy Spirit. Why is he important? Number eight, because the Spirit is our teacher. John 14:6. When the Spirit comes, it will teach you all things. It will teach you. The Holy Spirit is a teacher. He's the encyclopedia, not Google. The real applied science is the Bible. Because it doesn't just point out a fact, it presented proof. Science says we were product of evolution. Up until now, we have not found a proof. But in the kingdom, we have
been able to pray for 10 years barrenness and the womb opened and a child came out of it. Prove, sir. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. John 14:6. Number 9. Why the Holy Spirit is one thing is needful now is number 9. The Holy Spirit is the gift distributor. 1 Corinthians 12:4. The Holy Spirit is the gift distributor. He said there are divers of gift but one Spirit. You want to speak in tongues? The Holy Spirit. You want to interpret tongues? The Holy Spirit. You want to prophesy? The Holy Spirit. You want to be anointed? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the gift distributor. Where I'm going to stop today, because I can keep counting. So, the Holy Spirit is our power. Acts 1:8. When the Spirit comes, ye shall receive power when the Spirit comes. So, let me check. Which one does not concern your life? The foundation of your life? You need intercession, prayer, supply, strength, life, protection, God's mind, teaching, gift and power. Which one is it that you don't need? Huh? Answer me. Everything is inside one single thing that is needful. The Holy Spirit. So if I were you, I won't waste my time in shouting or nothing again. Because when the enemy come as flood, he didn't say if one enemy face you. When they come in their multitudes of numbers, the Spirit of the Lord, he didn't say you, shall raise a standard against them. How about accident is about to happen and the Spirit say, don't go through that path. What an amazing Spirit. The revealer of God's mind. I can keep counting. Is that somebody is sick? Is that we say is a life giver? He said the first Adam became a living being. The last Adam was a life giver. Life giver. So, the Spirit of the Lord is all you need. That the reason why you are way down, I think you understand where the sermon now landed. The reason why all these activities of life, I need supply, I need power, I need food, I need protection, I need this, I need that. You see now, everything, if you will cast your care upon Him, you will find yourself concentrating on one thing that is needful that can supply every other thing that you are chasing before. So if I need my business to prosper, what do I need? So when the Spirit comes, it teaches you all things. We have joined the crew of prayer point inventors. We have joined them. Every catapult of the caterpillar catapulted against my destiny. You know what scared me from this sermon? You didn't pay attention. I'll show you now. He said you don't even know how to pray. Cotton? Is that not all? You don't even know how to pray. That's what the Bible says. So it even takes the Holy Spirit to pray on your behalf
before the father can listen to you. So the Bible wants to confuse the unbelievers. He now said, whenever you want to pray, look at it. He said, pray without ceasing, Abi. I love the Holy Spirit. There's a way he wrote in the Bible. All unbelievers are confused. Or babies. He said, pray without ceasing. Look at it. He said, but make your request known through thanksgiving. That one don't make sense. I think I'm supposed to pray and sweat that all the enemy die. No, he said no. The prayer is not done by you. It has been done by the Holy Ghost. That's why if you are not baptized in the Holy Spirit, see, you are in trouble. When the Holy Spirit pray on your behalf, you just get to the place of prayer. After that, he said, make your request known through thanksgiving. I have spoken in tongues. The Holy Ghost has presented my petition. Now I am thanking you. Thank you for the car. It has come. That's how you should pray. Amen. So, my duty in prayer is to thank the Holy Ghost for, you don't get it, God, that has presented my petition. Because when I was asking for Guguru and Ekpa, God is saying your grandma wants to die. Are you blind? When you are praying, oh God, give me the job. Holy Spirit say, that's not your job. They will kill you there. There's another job in Lagos. Let me get that one for you. So when you are speaking in tongues, your mind, your thought, your thinking is in Abuja. When you are sabragadabare, you are doing what the Holy Ghost is telling the Father is, Father, this is your servant. The job in Lagos, secure him for him. Secure the job for him. That is where you want him to be. Give him the job. But in your head, you are busy shouting, what's the name of the director of the company? His name is Aruna Umuru. Aruna Umuru! Give me the job! Give me! Do you see how Christians are wasting their time in prayer? How we are wasting time and destiny in prayer. That's not how you ask you to pray. Look at it. It says singing the songs, spiritual songs, psalms to one another, reading psalms to one another, reading, singing spiritual songs, and hymns to one another. No, it didn't say one another, to yourself. You missed that point. He didn't say to another person. He's talking to you yourself. So the wisdom there is for me to wake up in the morning to worship the Father. And then when I'm worshiping, I'm reading the psalm to myself. I'm reading the psalm. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. Let all that is in within me bless his holy name. Read these psalms to yourself. And singing spiritual songs, make your request known by thanksgiving. In fact, that's the highest form of faith. If you don't get it, without faith, no man can please the Lord. So when I come before you and I say thank you, because I know the Holy Spirit has requested for my need. Thank you for the car that has come. Thank you for the healing. He said, "Omo yi, o tin dupe ore osile." Because he said, you don't know how to pray. I don't know why we miss that verse. You don't know how to pray. Romans 8:26. You don't know how to pray. I don't care how much you can sweat. Check the churches who know how to pray. Check their life. They will shout and shout and shout and shout and shout, and they are from one mountain to another. What are they doing? Nothing.
spiritually they won't grow. They are fasting every day. When he said, do not do vain repetition like the Pharisees. And I know this sermon is going to go to the world after this message, and we are going to post it where we post it. Everybody is going to listen. I'm daring theology. The Bible never make you ask you to be doing all this gymnastic prayer you're doing. One thing is needful. So it means that if my husband is misbehaving, one thing that is needful is the Holy Spirit. When that spirit of truth enter into your husband, he will sit down. No wonder Paul keeps screaming, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. It takes the Holy Spirit to bring you back to life. Do you know that if your spiritual life goes down, you don't need to pray that God awake me, awake me, awake me. No! Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1 says, the Spirit quickens. So he now said, and the only way for you to do well in this is to be drunk with the Holy Ghost. Do not be filled with wine, but be ye drunk in the Holy Ghost. So it means that day by day, if you are not baptized, you better signify in time. Barabakatosiria. Le kerubediantata. Lebelebelemalamashata labalaba. Le crossedelemankandara. You are just speaking in tongues in the whole of the house. Let me see how demon will stay there. It's impossible. When you speak in tongues, you get revelation. You know what to do next. Rise on your feet. If you desire the gift of the Holy Spirit, maybe you are afraid of falling, or ashamed of falling, or timid of falling, you can see the pastors after the service, because they can minister to you today. Without the Holy Spirit, you can't understand. Look at what he says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14. He said the carnal mind can never understand the things of the Spirit. So even understanding you cannot get. You can't get. What you need is the Holy Spirit. Can we cry to God? Holy Spirit. Let's sing that song and pray. Be my comfort, Holy Spirit. Take control as I am walking along the road is so narrow, Holy Spirit. Didn't your Bible say, look at it. Jesus said in John chapter 14, I will pray the Father to send him to you. So the prayer that Jesus only prayed is the prayer that the Spirit will come. I want you to pray to God. If you are sick in your body now, call the Holy Spirit to come and heal you. Holy Spirit, come heal me. I want us to pray. Holy Spirit, fill me to the brim. Holy Spirit, fill me to the brim. Holy Spirit, fill me to the brim. Holy Spirit, fill me with power. Holy Spirit, fill me with prosperity. Holy Spirit, fill me with anointing. Holy Spirit, fill me with fire. Oh, your prayer in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jagadebe. Likaruba labadanta lakatuke di barabakateba. Oh, I thought you know what I'm talking about.
Receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Spirit of the Lord, touch your people, touch them, touch them, touch them, touch them. Para pipi, leka kusu balada, repeka sekete kenyata. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
So Elijah was able to outrun Ahab on the horse. That's not normal. Even if you talk of speed, what gives you speed is the power of the Holy Spirit. Tells you what to do, Papa. Message through mission. This house shall be known by the presence of the Lord. Let me assure you, one day we'll be in this service and the cloud of His glory will cover us. This is the most important thing. His presence is here. Touch us, Lord. Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. Cause the tide is dancing, I travel near and far for your glory. I will do anything just to see you to be all you ask, my King. For your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to be all you want. I wanna be where you are. I wanna be where you are.
Touch them. Sickness. Delay. Stagnancy. Death house. Holy Spirit, touch us. Touch us. Heal every infirmity in our body. In the name.
Father, we give you all the praise. Lord, as your people go home today, let your spirit accompany them. Let results, outcome, impact, let it push them to seek you. The Bible says He will make Moses God to Pharaoh. When the Spirit comes,
it changes all things. As we go this week, the grace to spend time to seek your face and not materials, release upon us. The Holy Spirit will protect you. He will draw your customers. Holy Spirit will pull your helpers of destiny. You will never remain the same again. You will never fail again. The power that you have received today will begin to make a way for you. And in Yahweh, any fight on Luba. O Kunfun Ojuni. O Kunfun Apani. O Kunfun Eseni. Money, El Nifia is on Luba. Money, El Nifia is on Luba. Boba, in Grandma, I want Mama Yadaba Ojuni. Any for work, Bama, you see. Abo e minima adaju lori awon omo omo. He said, the spirit when it comes, you will need no one to teach you, it will teach you all things. That means that it will give us the spirit of excellence. Latoni lo awon omo yi o ni jabo mo. You will not fail anymore. The Lord will be with you. The spirit of the Lord will walk with you. The spirit of the Lord will be in you, and the name of Yeshua shall be glorified. I set you on the fire of Holy Ghost from today and forth. You shall keep burning for the Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.